It was an almost giddy day on Wall Street. The Dow soared more than 400 points today, finishing at 9,265, or a 4.7% rise. The Nasdaq and S&P 500 gained 3.5% and almost 5%, respectively. And bank-to-bank lending rates like the LIBOR are going down, a sign the credit crunch is finally easing. Looking for some stock advice? Ask a billionaire. Mayor Bloomberg shared his investment philosophy with reporters today.
Buy good stocks. I would argue buy mutual funds. None of us are big enough to buy individual stocks like Warren Buffett can, and we're not professionals.
Memo to Mayor Bloomberg, you're worth $11.5 billion. All right, last Friday we spoke with the Wall Street Journal's Elizabeth Williamson about the insurer AIG, which you and I and all other taxpaying Americans bought last month when AIG nearly failed. Well, AIG and many other financial institutions that are getting government bailout money are lobbying Congress to get it to scale back tougher regulations that were passed in July. Elizabeth, welcome back to WNYC.
Nice to be back with you.
Your story today talks about these huge investment banks that were still spending oodles of money on lobbying, even as their own foundations were cracking and Washington was considering rescue plans. Merrill spent $1.5 million on lobbyists in July, August, and September this year. Mm-hmm. What did you learn about their lobbying? What were they asking for?
Well, the reports have been trickling in all day. They're all due before midnight tonight. So what we're seeing is, as they come, Goldman, Merrill, Morgan Stanley, they've all continued either a pace or they've increased their lobbying spending even as the financial crisis deepened. The firms say that they needed to do that in order to influence what will likely be a raft of coming regulations that will come in the aftermath of the crisis. But Congress is increasingly saying, we don't want you using the taxpayer money that you're taking in order to keep yourselves afloat to lobby against tougher oversight on the industry.
So there's going to be a crackdown against this kind of spending, I guess ultimately now, of taxpayer dollars on lobbying the federal government.
Right. Even as we're talking, in the Senate, Dianne Feinstein of California, Democrat of California, is working to craft a proposal that would ban financial institutions who accept any form of taxpayer rescue money from lobbying with that money. So that would be a pretty major move that would really strike at the heart of the lobbying industry, which totals about $3 billion here in Washington.
From what I understand, prior to the final bailout being approved, banks were opposed to the so-called capital injection option, which was added mm-hmm. to the final $700 billion bailout package. That gives taxpayers a share in future profits of these banks. That came through. That was inserted in the language of the final proposal. It wasn't in Treasury Secretary Paulson's initial plan, but it got its way through in the final version. Did they goof or did they not? How did that happen when there was such an intense lobbying effort? Usually, these guys succeed in getting Congress to do what they want.
Yeah, it's a fine line that they're treading here. They know that, I mean, nobody has seen the bottom of this crisis. So the banks themselves, the institutions that that are accepting this money under duress, don't really know whether they'll actually need it. They're not sure how far this thing, you know, this unwinding in the markets will go, whether it will harm them down the road. And they know that they need to rely on the government should things get worse. So they're kind of reluctant to sort of put their foot down. At the same time, they're working behind the scenes to sort of influence the terms of these capital injections, especially on things like limits on executive pay, or, you know, even further below the radar, tightening the rules on mortgage oversight, on the forms that people fill out when they obtain a mortgage. There are a host of regulations that are now being debated and will likely be voted on in the next Congress, and they are working very quietly to influence these. So if there was ever an effort to stop them from using taxpayer money to lobby, that would really hamper that effort at a time when regulations are definitely coming and coming in huge numbers.
And so I guess it hinges on this taxpayer dollar provision. Do you foresee them finding any wiggle room around this in some way, shape, or form, this Feinstein bill?
Well, there'd be it presents a unique problem, because what they're saying is they can't use the money they receive from taxpayers to lobby. But money being fungible, does that preclude them from using other money that they already have to lobby?
And we'll have to leave that question on the table, Elizabeth. We're running out of time.
Okay.
Thank you so much. We'll have you back. Elizabeth Williamson
Thank
with
you.
The Wall Street Journal. Thanks so much.